Debt, drama, and the Democrat Party. Paranoia and chaos overtake the party. By Lisa K. Donner. Anyone who has ever been in financial trouble knows that a debtor's last resort is putting up his or her home as collateral. And that's exactly what the Democrat Party has done. Several news outlets yesterday, July 27th, maintained the party is strapped for cash and delaying payments to vendors until the midterms are over. This was splashed on the pages of the New York Times. Inside the phone-throwing drama at the troubled, broke Democratic Party. And that's just the headline. The Times subtitle indicated there was more chaos going on at the Democratic National Committee, DNC headquarters. The Democrats should be well-positioned to make gains in this year's midterms. But inside party headquarters, every week brings paranoia, worries about money, and on occasion, emotional eruptions. Part of the problem, according to the Times sources, is that the Republicans are rolling in greenbacks, or, in their words, the Dems are getting crushed in fundraising. According to Joseph Chalfant over at Town Hall, the Democrats mortgaged their DCHQ for a cool $15 million. But this is just to keep the lights on and the Wi-Fi connected. If the past is prologue, though it doesn't appear so this time, the Democrats would be raking in millions during this midterm election cycle. Such is not the case in 2026. In April alone, the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, took in $10.4 million, bringing its cash on hand to just over $81 million. The grand total for the grand old party this election cycle is, drumroll please, $174.9 million. In Town Hall, Mike Marinella, spokesman for the NRCC, asserted, while Republicans continue building momentum, Democrats are stuck navigating messy primaries, a weak national brand, and a party increasingly pulled apart by its own far-left base. Democrat Party versus Democrat candidates. Despite all this, there is still no reason to sit back and get fat and happy if you are a Republican. Democrat candidates are outraising Republican candidates by a wide margin. For example, in the Texas Senate race, Democrat James Tallarico raised $54.5 million to Republican Ken Paxton's paltry $3.9 million. Here are a few others. Georgia Senate, John Ossoff, Democrat, $33.4 million. Mike Collins, Republican, $3.2 million. Ohio Senate, Sherrod Brown, Democrat, $23.8 million. John Husted, Republican, $6.8 million. North Carolina, Roy Cooper, Democrat, $16.1 million. Michael Whatley, Republican, $5.8 million. Looking at the competitive Senate races, the lopsided numbers may seem confusing. So what has caused Democrat donors to be generous with their candidates but tight with the National Party? Just for fun, I asked Grok.ai that question, and it didn't come back with a half-bad answer. The DNC is cash-strapped relative to the RNC and carrying net debt. While many Democratic Senate candidates are raising very large sums independently, largely because donors treat the National Party apparatus differently from specific candidates and because of post-2024 hangover effects. Still, DNC headquarters is not feeling the love that candidates are in the states, and that goes directly to the leadership of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. Confidential sources apparently told the Times that Ken Martin is in the eye of the storm. Mr. Martin's fraying nerves are showing. In a peak of frustration in early July, he threw his phone at the desk of a junior aide while upbraiding the person. The phone-tossing incident resulted in a formal complaint to the DNC's Human Resources Department. Although some claimed Martin was actually aiming for a desk, not a person, the damage had been done. When the guy at the very top of an organization flips his lid like that, it portends trouble dead ahead. And that is likely what Martin may be fearing as the Democrats prepare for an election they are highly favored to win. Perhaps a big victory for the Democrat Party in November will fill the DNC coffers, and Ken Martin can stop taking anti-anxiety medication. Without a doubt, Democrats were disillusioned following the 2024 election. Many had sunk millions into the effort to get Kamala Harris elected. When she failed so miserably, the Democrat Party was left licking its wounds, which still appear to be fresh and painful. Worse still, there's nothing to indicate that Harris will perform any better in 2028, and that may be at the center of what's eating away at Martin. Meanwhile, Republicans are crossing their fingers that Harris may run for president again. As one Republican recently intoned, "One can only hope." You're listening to Liberty Nation News.